Angela Milner, like many paleontologists, believes the megacarnivores were solitary creatures.
Traditional view of large meat-eating dinosaurs' behaviour was that they were obviously large, perhaps very ferocious animals, perhaps rabid predators, but probably living singly. Large meat-eating dinosaurs, there's no real evidence at all that they work together in big groups.
Pack hunting is something that's really hard to evolve, and so unless there's a really good reason for it to be there, my default would be to say it's not there.
For these skeptics, there is some convincing evidence to support their view of solitary predators. These are footprints made by dinosaurs. They've been preserved in rock for over 150 million years. Mark Norell believes it's footprints like these that show which kinds of dinosaurs lived in groups.
The giant plant-eating dinosaurs have left trackways, fossilized footprints, which really, really show, I think, that they lived in groups or herds or whatever you want to call them. And these footprints are not arranged just randomly. They're arranged in groups, which really show that large ones walked out in front of the pack, smaller ones in the middle of the pack, and that these groups had a structure and that they're all going in the same direction.
And in some places, you can follow them for long stretches, long distances, hundreds and thousands of meters, and you can see that they all move, sometimes they all turn, and it really seems to suggest that they're all moving together. It's not just a coincidence that they're all in the same direction.
So I think that this is really, really powerful evidence that's suggestive of this sort of behavior in these animals. The evidence for giant carnivorous dinosaurs isn't as good.